Sue Jones recently visited a cafe in Wyndham, not just for a coffee, but to talk to Trevor Brown, who organises it, with a little help from some friends.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair of wood, would it be lovely?
This happy sing-along was recorded at the Wyndham Pabulum Cafe, where people with dementia and their carers receive a warm welcome every Friday morning. The cafe was founded at Fairland Church Centre by retired social worker Trevor Brown to offer support for local people living with dementia. Wyndham has since been declared a dementia-friendly town with the help of local businesses, and the idea is being taken up in several other towns and villages in Norfolk. Singing is just one of many activities suggested by visitors to the cafe, as I discovered when I went along to talk to Trevor. Incidentally, if you're wondering why pabulum, it comes from a Latin word meaning nourishment for the mind, an apt choice for this inspiring support group. I started by asking Trevor how it all began.
It started as an idea from the Fairland United Reformed Church about 8 years ago, when we were looking at our mission in the community, and dementia at that time was beginning to become a major problem. And we decided, with advice from Age UK Norfolk, to start a small dementia cafe. We called a public meeting and garnered quite a lot of local support. On the first day, four couples came, and we now, 7 years on from opening, we have 52 couples, our members. They don't fortunately all come every week, because we couldn't accommodate them, but we have between 25 and 30 couples come for a variety of activities at the cafe every Friday.
When you say couples, you mean a dementia sufferer, if you like, and a carer?
Yes. All of the people with dementia who attend have a carer. That is a policy we have to stick to, because obviously it's important that the person with dementia has somebody responsible looking after them.
Right. And do you have a personal interest in this? I mean, why have you been such a driving force?
Well, my background is working as a social worker in the field of mental health all of my working life. And I retired quite a long time ago. And so it's a kind of a continuation of things I was doing when I was working, which is also similar for a number of our volunteers. We have other people with social work, nursing and teaching backgrounds as well. We do have at the moment 42 volunteers, all of whom have dementia awareness training, and we refresh that every year. So we depend entirely upon our volunteers, although very recently, because of the growth in the service, we have appointed a paid coordinator.
Oh, that's marvellous. And what sort of activities do you do here? What is the aim?
Well, initially it was just a cafe with social interaction and friendship, but we've evolved in amazing ways. We have a lot of games which people like. We have craft activities, painting and drawing. We have a knitting group. We have a drama group. We have a poetry and literature group. And in the next week or two, we're going to start off a leisure group for some of the men with dementia who are very keen, playing snooker, basketballs and things like that. So we evolve and provide facilities which people...
You respond to their needs.
We respond to them. So it's always changing. We're very different now from the same time last year. The other thing we do, which has been very exciting, we have two outings a year. And last year we went on the Broads for a day. We took 80 people on the Broads, hired one of the big boats, and we also went to Gresson Hall Rural Life Museum, and our members choose the trips. So we're quite a big enterprise, and we're just changing all the time.
Yeah, and it perhaps sort of turns on its head the idea that when you have dementia, you are not capable of doing these activities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because people might think that, you know, their life is virtually over at that point.
Yeah, that's absolutely true of many people. But what we do, we're helping reconnect people with their communities, with friends, and making new friendships, because one thing which we've really been encouraged by, people make friends at the cafe and they meet socially, they visit each other at home and they support each other, they have telephone chats. So there's a huge network, which we can't really map, of support amongst our members beyond the cafe, and that's absolutely brilliant. Probably the most important thing we do is our carers group. Each week we have a carers support group where carers come together and share problems, share issues, and help each other resolve problems. A lot of people have been through particular stages, and they're helping people who've just had the diagnosis and not really sure what to expect or how to cope. So the carers group is, I think, both therapeutic to the people involved, but hugely informative to those as well.
Absolutely, because it's quite onerous, isn't it, to care for somebody who is suffering from dementia.
Yeah. One of the things we do as well is provide practical information on finance, on legal issues. Power of attorney is very important for carers to consider. We help people. I mean, a particular thing which has been interesting recently is that if you have a diagnosis of dementia, you can have relief from council tax. And a number of people didn't know about that, and they've since acquired refunds. So we help on the practical and the financial side as well. We also offer support, telephone contact during the week, and we often, a number of us, get calls from our members who may be troubled at that particular time or need support. We don't have a formal referral system, although people get referred by community mental health nurses or their GPs, but the majority of people hear about us and they just come along. We've got, I think, 7 people still attending and being very helpful within the cafe as well, who've lost their partner who had dementia. So, you know, we continue to provide support to them as well, because it becomes, to them, a very important feature of their life. I mean, I'm thinking of one lady who has been with us since the very first day we opened, and she lost her husband, I think, nearly 3 years ago. And she still comes, and, you know, her friends are in this particular building. So it's we don't have any rules about you stop coming. Mm. But we do have a problem in, you know, grappling with the numbers now.
Mm. And what would you like to happen to help with that?
Well, what's happening at the moment, and a number of dementia cafes are beginning to emerge in other parts of the county, because we've got people coming at the moment from Acle, from Diss, several from Norwich, Dereham, Hingham. So we're not just Wyndham. We cover a radius of 15 to 20 miles. But there are a number of new cafes being developed, and that, I think, will ease our problem in the longer term. Wyndham is the first dementia-friendly town in Norfolk. We now have that status, which we achieved about a year ago, again, through a partnership with Age UK.
Yes, because they have they have some training, don't they?
Yes. Age UK ran 3 training courses for local businesses and other people who were interested here in the Phelan Church Centre. It's over a year ago now, and I think they trained about 80 people. And Wyndham has responded brilliantly. I mean, we get huge support from the community in Wyndham. We get lots of donations. Organisations do fundraising for us, because we're entirely dependent upon fundraising. We don't receive any statutory funding at all.
Why do you think your cafe has proved to be such a success?
I think the one main ingredient, we listen to the people who use our service, the carers and members. Because
did you have any idea when you started how it would develop? Did you think come to this?
I mean, I had no idea. I mean, when we started, we wondered if anybody would come. We had 4 couples the first Friday, and virtually every week we've had new people come along. And they, you know, the members have influenced what we do, how we change.
Mm-hmm. And you must feel very proud, really, of that achievement.
Well, I think what the thing I feel proudest of is the quality of our volunteers. We've got amazing volunteers. Any organisation is only as good as the people who deliver that service. And we've got fantastic, as I said, 42 volunteers from a range of backgrounds, fantastic skills and personalities, and we are totally dependent upon them for what we do.
Quite heartening to see the members enjoy themselves so much and to be... I mean, I've observed them, they're playing cards, they're playing games, they're, you know, it's not just, they're not just sitting having coffee.
No. They do what they want. You know, the games are very popular. The room we're in at the moment is the art and craft room, and that starts at 11 o'clock. And there'll be about half a dozen people in here drawing and painting and doing creative activities. And the other thing we're doing, we're starting very shortly, are more what I would call physical leisure activities, snooker, basketballs and things like that, which have all come about through people suggesting them.
Fantastic. That's so interesting to hear you talk about it, Trevor. Thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Who takes good care of me, oh,
I'm handing over to Neris. She's going to introduce the next three items.